Welcome to the best damn podcast ever. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week is William Matrix Mouth Miller.
How you doing there, Blake Buck?
We've also got Justin Ficarata of Freeverse fame.
How you doing,
I think we need some new fames. We're wearing out our fames.
Well, Justin Fick's fame is Dick Rock now, apparently.
Yeah, the Mr. Dick Rock.
Mr. Dick Rock himself. Welcome to the Best Damn Podcast. Now, first, we're going to start the show off right with a battle.
Hey.
I got him. I'm recording.
All right. What's up, TK?
I'm working with Pseudo Sushi, I think his name is.
Okay, we don't care about that right now.
Yeah, not anymore.
Okay.
All right, it's time for battle.
Cool.
You were the only guy we could get Skype to work with. So,
well, I'm always ready for battle.
We tried to do David M, but he did not respond, or Skype would not work with him. All right, so here's the battle. It was Blake Buck's birthday yesterday. Was it yesterday, Blake Buck?
Day before
yesterday.
I know, I sent him lots of messages on Skype.
Oh, we getting to him, don't worry.
All right, so we need a sacrifice at the altar of Buck to appease him for his birthday. So I'm gonna leave that up to you, whatever you want that to be. Okay. Could be an animal, all right? Could be some food. Blake likes food. Donuts are also acceptable.
Dude, I just ate a donut.
What are they? Well, there you go.
Be creative. So anyway, be creative and try not to harm anything, but if you have to, that's okay. We don't want PETA, cramming their legal lawyers down our
PETA, our face. You wanna suck my ass.
Indeed. All right, so you have an hour.
Cool.
We'll call you back. Bye.
And this is your gaming news for Wednesday, November 25th, 2009. All right, on this week's show, GameWaft and others giving Android cold shoulder. Sony planning on PSN subscriptions for 2010, and Activision CEO makes another $18 million. All this and more on this week's Best Damn Podcast Ever.
All right, guys, you know what really sucks?
What's that?
Android.
What is Android?
Nobody likes Android. Android is Google's answer to the iPhone. It's not a hardware device. It's a software platform. It's like their phone OS, right? And there are a bunch of phones, like Sprint has a bunch of phones with Android. T-Mobile has a bunch of phones with Android. And there's they just came out with their app store, and it kind of sucks. So GameLoft, one of the leading mobile phone, game developer, like casual game developers, has pulled out of developing for the Android, saying that it's just balls and they don't want to do it no more. And just about everybody
is that what their press release said?
Yeah, it balls, don't want to do
Android
no more.
It balls.
So they pulled out of the whole Android deal, and they were quoted as saying, "We are selling 400 times more games on the iPhone than on the Android."
I'm surprised. Wow. I'm surprised that's all.
Yeah, I'm surprised too. But
I would think it'd be a lot more.
Their president, or the president Andre de Rochefort or whatever, he attributed this decline in sales to the fact that the app store on the Android totally sucks balls. So if you're going to get one of those new droids, or if you're going to get one of those Google phones or something like that, just know there ain't going to be no games on it, baby.
Dude, I don't understand why you think you can beat the iPhone. You can't. It's got the market like on lockdown.
It's so funny. You know David McDonough. I think he's been on the show a couple times. He works with me. He recently upgraded his prehistoric butt phone to an iPhone, and he's on Sprint, so he calls up Sprint to cancel his contract, and he's like, "Sprint, please cancel my contract. I'm getting an iPhone." And they're trying to talk him out of it, right? And they're like, "Well, you could upgrade to one of our Palm devices for a mere $500. and he said, "Listen, I can pay $500 to upgrade to a phone that does half of what an iPhone can do, or I can pay like $100 to get the newest, greatest iPhone on AT&T. Fuck you. I'm done." That's how that conversation went.
Well, most cell phone companies have those, what are they called? Retainer, specialist. Essentially, whenever you cancel it, they're the ones that give you a good talking to before they let you cancel. Now, I used to know this dude who was one of those. He was a retainer specialist.
That's scary. That's terrifying. I think the day is going to come when Apple's 10-year, however long its contract is with AT&T, expires. Because AT&T subsidizes quite a bit of the development cost of the phone. That's going to expire one day, and then the iPhone will be open to all carriers. And it's just going to be like an apocalypse for all other phone manufacturers. Like, they're just going to all die in one day. It's just going to be ridiculous.
And I see people like, ooh, I got this Instinct thing. Look, it's got a click screen. Yeah, ain't no click screen. You can't click no screen. Get out of here with
It's going to be like the Mac porting business when Intel came on the Mac platform. That's how it's going to be. It'll just be wiped out in one day. No more phones.
So do you think that other developers are going to follow suit? Do you think that Android's going to be kind of spurned by gaming developers?
Well, according to this press release, other game developers are already backing away from the platform. Just because I was telling Justin Fick earlier, it's like you have to jump through quite a bit of hoops to get down to the hardware to write high performance games. You got to write your games in Java otherwise, which is really slow and butt. So, you know, iPhone is just a much better platform all around and has a much better distribution model. So, I don't think people are buying this.
I mean, not to mention just like market size. I want to say the last number I heard for iPhones and iPod touches is something like 40-50 million.
Yeah, insane.
And how many Androids are out there? Like 13? 13 people have Android?
My friend has got one. He's trying to talk himself into liking it. Because he spent all this money and locked himself into this contract for it. So he's like, he has to like it now. So he's trying to find all these excuses. He's like, oh, well, you could secure a shell from your phone. I'm like, why the fuck would I ever want to do that shit? Are you kidding me?
No, I have 3D graphics on my phone. Eat a dick.
Yeah.
Whenever you buy an Android phone, they should give you a pistol with one bullet.
Do you use that on the phone or on yourself? I don't know.
Either. Both, if you're lucky.
<one.
laughs> you put the phone up to your forehead.
You put the phone in front of your face. Yeah.
All right. So, Android balls. What else we got happening in the news?
All right, so Sony is now planning on introducing a paid subscription model for 2010. So they're planning on sort of following suit with Xbox Live, but it says fundamentally different from Xbox Live. This is all part of their plan to become profitable sometime in 2010 with their whole games division. So they are going to introduce a second tier of a paid subscription model on top of the current free one.
Okay. Well, I guess this is inevitable.
It's inevitable. I mean, you know,
if Microsoft's making money hand over fist over on Xbox Live by charging people, you know, it's only a matter of time before Sony would too.
Yeah, and then plus, like, they get to, you know, hopefully this can go towards, you know, creating a much better network infrastructure for matchmaking and, you know, like online play, because Microsoft seriously does have that advantage over PSN right now.
Now, Justin Vick, how is this going to be substantially different from Microsoft's two-tier model?
See, it says that, and I can't seem to find anything in this article that sort of insinuates why.
I just don't understand. If I'm a diehard PlayStation fan, why are you taking services that were once free? It's not like I'm getting more services.
Well,
you're just taking
from
what
the
was
press release, it doesn't sound like they're taking anything. I mean, I don't know, but I read over this. It sounds
they're going to
keep what's free now still free, but they're going to add stuff that you want to buy. Sounds like that's what it is.
Yes. So the free ones still include the online play. It says Facebook integration, network, Netflix video streaming. So, I mean, those are already things that are free that you pay $50 a year for on Xbox Live.
Well, what are they adding then? I mean, I don't get it. What are they adding?
See, it doesn't even say.
There's going to be something that's worth money.
It says premium content and services.
That means backgrounds and ringtones.
And themes. All the
gamer icons.
Dude, I'm so done with all that. But I did have to buy the Borderlands theme just to think. I couldn't help it. I love my Borderlands.
Oh,
they
have a Borderlands theme? I have to grab that myself.
Oh, dude. It's not even that good, but it says Borderlands at the top, so I want it. You know, okay, so
I must give them all my money.
I'm playing Borderlands with my friend Calvin, right? So I'm talking to him like last week. He works at Pizza Hut, and he's working all the time, especially on game weekends. I was like, oh, Calvin, he's like, Blake, I don't have any work on Monday. Uh-oh. You know what that means? I don't have class on Monday. That means like Borderlands from like 9 a.m. to 4 a.m. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Got to level up them bricks.
Dude, I just got to that old haven. Them dudes got the shields they throw down. Don't be.
Dude, that part is sick.
Yeah, I got there too, guys.
Oh, cool. What's your class, William?
Dwarf.
Fuck you.
You guys are such pieces of shit. I swear. Play a game. What's wrong with you? Go get a job, asshole.
Dude, Oxford closes during Thanksgiving. The whole town. Like, the population of this town last night, 80,000 probably due to the football game. Population Monday morning, less than 1,000. All right, so I guess we got nothing else to add on this. So I'll go into my news. Activision CEO Bobby Kotick makes another $18 million. So Activision's Modern Warfare 2 brought in a whopping $55 million over its first 5 days on sale, setting blah, blah, blah records, blah, 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 blah. Bobby Kotick made about 1/13 of what Modern Warfare 2 did in the game's first 5 days on shelves. Is that not ridiculous? For every third... I tell you, this dude's sitting behind a mountain of blow on his desk right now. Yeah, he's got his headset on playing Modern Warfare 2. His name is like Kotick Killer 222 for the $22.2 million he just made. That's ridiculous, though. Every $13 that this game makes, this motherfucker makes one of them. He did not contribute even. Oh fuck! I hate this. What? Why does this rich fucking asshole who just... Oh, god damn it. Anyway, after detailing the $22 million first round of Kotick stock options last week, Activision filed another Securities and Exchange Commission's report yesterday detailing the executive's further activities. On November 13th, Kotick exercised another $1.69 million stock options at the price of $103 a share and sold them for between $11.60 and $11.70. Basically, he made another $18 million. Is what we're getting at here. And he still has more shares. I can't believe how much money this one fucking asshole is making.
I mean, just look at his compensation for last year. I mean, 2008, he made, it says here, $28.9 million. Do you know how much money, or do you know how many games like actual talent and developers can make with $28.9 million?
Yeah, I know. That's what's so bullshit is, like, you know, the people who make this game, like, let's say you're lead designers. Let's say there's five lead designers. They're getting probably paid $100,000 a year to make this game. And they made most of the decisions with regards to how the game would be created and its overall quality. How much of this fucking money did they get? They certainly don't get one out of every $13 made on it. That's for goddamn sure.
Yeah, like maybe if they're lucky, there'd be some sort of profit sharing going on, but, you know, ain't going to be no 28.9.
All right, Well, before you get too angry at this guy, I'm pretty sure Infinity Ward is like swimming in cash.
No doubt.
I'm sure their bonuses are like through the roof, you know, doubling, tripling their salaries for the year. I mean, these guys are making a lot of money, and they're getting rewarded for what they did. And they could have made, you know, comparable amounts of cash if they had done what Kotick did, which is to buy stock and then sell it. But, you know, I still, it just escapes me how something about this is not illegal. Like,
we need our lawyer. We need the BDPE lawyer.
BDPE lawyer.
Yeah, why didn't we do this? We're so stupid.
I don't know. Why? I don't know. Like, we knew this. We knew this game was going to come out. They, like, I. God damn it!
Exactly. Like, okay, when Halo Reach comes out, why don't we buy stock in Microsoft the day before and then sell it the day after, and now we're millionaires, right? Isn't that how it works?
Exactly.
Look, we're starting our own investment, gaming investment advice.
Yeah, we'll hire what's his name? What's the analyst?
Mike Patcher.
Chart Trackerson.
Yeah. Hire Chart Trackerson. No, but he chart tracks too complicated, like. Okay? It's real simple. Yeah, you know? Before the Halo comes out, you buy the stock. After the Halo comes out, you sell the stock. It's so simple. So simple.
Like clockwork. Why am I even working? Like, I can quit my job now. Okay, so stupid. So fuck Bobby Kotick and his mountains of dollars that we don't have. We're just jealous. That's what this really boils down to. That's why we don't like him. All right, now it's time for releases.
All right, this week in releases, we got Tekken 6. I don't know if you guys saw the trailer for that on TV, but it looks hot. It's coming out for PSP? Really?
Yeah, right. That's what I just thought.
What?
Really? Her?
I guess so.
Her?
I love Egg.
How you gonna play a fighting game on PSP? Come on.
Dude, you wouldn't believe. That's actually some of the PSP's like best titles are fighting games.
Really?
Supposedly that, what is it? The last, not Tekken. Was it Tekken? Yeah, there was, yeah. The last one that came out was like supposed to be crazy good. Tekken, what was it? Dark Resurrection, I think. That was supposed to be real good.
All right. We also got King Arthur, the role-playing war game. Wow, that's a really creative title there, guys. It's coming out for PC.
Yeah, who sees that on the shelf and is like, ooh, I'm intrigued.
Well, I do appreciate King Arthur and the rich European history that it entails, and I also like war games and role-playing, so I will purchase this because it is the aggregate of all those things that I like. We also got Madden NFL Arcade for PS3. Now, why are you going to call it arcade? It's coming out on PS3. It ain't in an arcade.
Oh, dude, I got to tell you something. Okay, so there was a game that came out on XBLA maybe last week before, and it's called, like, it was NBA something or another, like Slam Dunkers or something. NBA's Dunkaroos, I think. Okay. Do you remember those things? The cookies
dude,
you...
Dude, Dunkaroos are fucking delicious.
Anyway, I forget what it's called.
Dude, I used to throw out the cookie and just suck the fucking chocolate frosting out of that shit.
Dude, that's fucking gross.
Dude, it was awesome.
Anyway, so I play this game and I'm reading the description on it and it's like, ooh, old school arcade style action with over the top antics. So what does my mind immediately think? NBA Jam.
NBA Jam.
Right? I'm like, oh yeah. Shit. XBLA, NBA Jam, I'm fucking there. So I put it in, right? I'm like, oh shit, here it goes. All right, I turn on, graphics aren't stellar, but I'm like, I can work with this. All right, here we go. And I'm running and I'm hitting all the buttons trying to slam dunk. And I get like 3 penalties in a row. Ain't no penalties in NBA Jam. I turn that game off after about 10 seconds.
Oh man. Speaking of arcade, 2K was very kind to us and sent us an old school arcade machine. You know, the kind that like had the glass top, looked like a table, had a glass top.
That's countertop style.
Yeah, countertop.
Yeah, a little.
You put your beer on top of it or whatever, dude. It's got
what game is it?
Oh no, it's got like 10 or 15 old classic games, like Donkey Kong and Tapper and like a ton of old games. It's awesome, and there are a couple people in the office that are way too good at them games because probably they made them. I don't even know.
Yeah, you know, cocktail style is pretty cool. In fact, I kind of wish I could go back and like turn my my arcade cabinet into a cocktail style.
You know, now that I think about it, Blake, that'd be the perfect thing for your house because you're always drinking.
Right. And I'm always out of counter space because everybody's putting their beer on things.
Right. So if they're putting their beer on your ROM box, that would immediately draw attention to it. You know, see, that would work out a lot better. That'd be better feng shui for your household.
That's probably true. Anyway, also we got, you heard of Final Fantasy coming out this week. Fighting Fantasy, the Warlock of Firetop Mountain. Borderlands. Oh, the Borderlands DLC is coming out this week. Dude.
Dude.
I cannot wait. I love anything. Look, you just sell me. I'll buy a Borderlands shirt. I'll buy a Borderlands. Anything Borderlands, I will buy. Gamer picks. Put them out there. Let's see what else we got. Karaoke Revolution on the Wii. Something about Stoked on Xbox.
Oh, wait. Do either of you guys have that new Lips?
Whoa, wait a minute. Wait, I'm getting to that in a minute. I'm reviewing that.
Oh, okay.
But do you see this? On the Wii, they have Seen It Twilight Edition. You see this shit?
I see that.
Oh, shit.
Test your Twilight trivia knowledge in this new edition from the popular Seen It interactive game. Look.
They jumped on that shit.
Let me tell you something. I don't know what Twilight is. I know it's a book, got turned into a movie, now is another movie. I've yet to see anything about it, and I don't want to. I'm trying to, like, not get my Twilight cherry popped. I don't even want to fucking know what Twilight is. Something about vampires, and I know girls read it. That's it.
Guys, I read it.
Oh, you fucking fag. Get out. You're banned from the show for life.
Well, you know, I live with a woman, okay? And so we have it on Blu-ray, Twilight. And we're probably going to go see the new Twilight. Now, I've been hearing reviews from this movie, this new movie. And what I think is funny about it is both the writers and the actors both know that it's a farce. And they make fun of the movie in the movie.
What do you mean it's a farce?
It's like, it's stupid. They know it's stupid. And so they just make fun of it. And,
like how so?
And well, it's kind of subtle. Okay, so it's a vampire movie, right? And there's a scene where the two chick characters go to see a zombie movie, okay? Uh-huh. And one of the chick characters is like giving this big spiel about why zombie movies are so retarded. And it's like to a T why Twilight is so retarded. It's like, the first movie that was kind of by the book, whatever. And the second movie apparently has these little subtle like jabs at itself, which I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, so.
Dude, just look at the box art of this game. This is the faggiest shit I've ever seen. And it's not even that big. I'm looking at a graphic that's not even that large, and it's gay as hell. It's like 30 pixels by 40 pixels. All right, well, to upgrade from that, Hello Kitty Party is coming out on Nintendo DS as well. All right, anything else here, Justin Fig? I think that's pretty much.
Dude, there's a Cold Stone. Yeah.
Cold Stone,
dude,
scoop it up.
What the fuck is this? What is this?
That's so retarded. Like, you could replace that with, I don't know, Horse Race, scoop it up.
No, dude, this is Cold Stone Creamery RTS. You've got to deal with drunk-ass college students.
Yeah, it's like a time management game, kind of like Diner Dash or something, and you got to make Cold Stone.
Oh, dude, speaking of Diner Dash.
Yeah, it's called Stoner Dash.
So, Diner Dash is a 2D game, right? It came out on Xbox, and they decided, ooh, we're going to make it on 3D. So, now the Diner Dash on XBLA is like 3D. It looks like absolute fucking shit. It looks like it's on N64 or something. The graphics are so bland and crap. And it's like, why don't you...
Dude, a lot of games do that.
Why don't you just leave it 2D?
Just keep the awesome 2D graphics.
Oh, so stupid. But anyway, I guess that's... is that everything? Now it's time for Judgment. All right, All right, this week we're talking about Lip's number one hits on the Xbox 360. Now, Blake Buck had a big party about 2 days ago, so I knew we were going to have that new Lips. If there is one game that is always a hit at any party I've ever thrown, it's Lips. So, it's got 40 new songs, all of the number one hits from, I guess, the past 50 years of music or so. Most of them is mostly newer stuff, but there's some oldies in there, too. Things I liked about it, the new tracks are, I would say the track list in this game, for my personal preferences, is far superior to that of the first game. I mean, it's got a lot of songs that are fun, and like older stuff too. I mean, so it's got, like, here, I wish I could pull up the track list real quick. It's got like Apologize. Dude, I love that jam. It's too late. And then what else has it got? Here, let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, I think we need some more a cappella Lips tracks, Blake. Do another one. What's another favorite?
Oh, dude, they've got, what's it? Can't Touch This? Oh, dude. Okay, so they got, like, Viva La Vida, Don't Matter by Akon. What else is good on here? Let's see, what else? What else do I like off this track list? Karma Chameleon, dude, that's a jam. That fucking Jason Mraz. Fuck Jason Mraz. Squibbly, boop, boop, doo, doo, doo. No, there's some good tracks on here. So I'd say the track list is much better than the original game. The interface is also much better. Essentially, like, they've got these different panes so you can see all of your songs in one window, and it's kind of a little better laid out. Also, it supports the songs from the original game, so you can play the original songs in the new game.
Oh, god damn it. Like, I fucking went to... I swear to God, I'm going to burn a GameStop to the ground. Someday.
What?
I went to GameStop trying to buy this new Lips, okay? I'm like, hey, I actually might pre-order this Lips. What? Does it play the old songs from the old game? And they were like, why, no, it does not. You will have to buy both of them. And they will not be backwards compatible.
That's the thing. They don't quite work. Essentially, you have to, instead of it going, this is probably a licensing reason, but whenever you play an old song, you don't like install the old songs to your hard drive. You have to swap the discs out. I know. I would assume they did this for some sort of licensing reason.
Yeah, that's what
smells like to me. Oh, dude, died in your arms tonight. Cutting Crew, hello.
I don't use words. Sometimes when I'm real drunk, I do the meow versions of songs where you just replace all the words with the word meow. Meow, 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 meow. Anyway, so yeah, I guess it's better than nothing having the disc swap, but pretty much it ends up that everybody's too fucking lazy to go swap the disc, and you end up never playing the old songs. But they do mark that on the menu so you know which ones not to pick. And also, by default, when you go into your music, it shows all music, like not only the ones that you have, but all the DLC. So I guess they're trying to trick you, like, oh, I want to play this song. What? $2? Okay, whatever. Like, the marketplace and the game library, at least by default, are integrated into one giant playlist, which I think is kind of stupid. In. Yeah, you can press the X button once, and it'll just show your songs.
That is genius. Because when you're drunk and you want to play a song, there's nothing that's going to stop you from buying it.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, I've fallen into that trap so many goddamn times. Like, you wake up the next day, like, $30 in Microsoft points have been added to your account, and they're all gone now. Also, another thing that sucks about this, they're selling this with the microphone, and that is the only way to purchase this. So you purchase it, you get one mic, which... Okay, if you're going to buy in this game, you want two mics anyway. So now they're selling if you don't have lips, you got to buy the game and an additional mic if you want to play two player. And if you have the first game, you've now got this extra mic. I mean, it says it supports up to four players on the back of the box, but really it's just two players. And then the other mic is just like on and you can babble into it if you want.
So wait, I could buy the new lips with the mic and then the old lips with the mic, right?
The old lips comes with two mics.
Oh.
Which so it's like, it's stupid. Yeah. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to beat the system. I'm going to trade in that old mic, get me some points, buy more songs. That's the way to do it. But yeah, I wonder how much those will get me. Yeah, I'd like to turn in this microphone that cost me like $30 indirectly. Oh, yeah, here's $1 for it. Welcome to GameStop. Also,
thank you for supporting the Circle of Life.
So they give you also five free songs, like any five you want. Like, there's a little card for DLC. So,
well, that's cool.
So, I mean, and there's a pretty decent amount of stuff. Dude, it's got Baby Got Back on DLC. So, I'm totally, that is the ultimate karaoke song. If only they had Don't Want to Miss a Thing, it would be complete.
Don't want to miss
a thing. Did I tell you about the time I sang karaoke in Memphis, right?
Oh,
dude. Okay, so I'd never been to Beale Street before. This is maybe three or four. No, this is more like a month or two ago. I'd never been to Beale Street. And so I was like, uh-oh, I'm going to go to... I was going to go... Why was I even going to... Oh, that's right. I went to buy a turntable. This dude on Craigslist was selling a turntable. So I'm up there, and it's like, oh, we should go to Beale Street. I'm with a friend of mine. So we go to this place called Wet Willie's. And they got these daiquiris that will kill you dead. I had about three of them. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. So then, right around there, and karaoke's starting up. Uh-oh. Now, of course, Beale Street's kind of like New Orleans. They got all these, like, novelty joke shops. So I had bought some gigantic, oversized sunglasses. So it was the start of karaoke. And it's kind of sad when karaoke's starting up, because only the people that go there every week are singing. You know, like the old dude who thinks he's Elvis. You ain't Elvis. So anyway, I get up on stage, and it's mostly a black crowd. You know, it is Memphis after all. So I get up on stage, right, and I put on my oversized sunglasses, and I look down at my feet and don't say anything, right? And so it starts the intro to Baby Got Back. Boom, 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 boom. So I'm kind of like nodding to the beat, right? Not moving, not saying anything, just kind of boom, 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 boom. And then when the lyrics come in, I like, oh, dude. It was like I turned on the fire. That whole room exploded. Those black people did not know white boys could throw down.
All right, guys, listen, it's coming up on one. We got to call him back. I got to wrap this up.
Zolard.
Yeah.
Have you completed your challenge?
No, I have like 10 minutes left, you ass.
Oh, you have 10 minutes left, huh?
Daylight savings time. It's time to go.
Yeah, come on. It's time to go.
Dude, I live in the future.
6 megs? What is this?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of compression?
Well, you didn't give me time to do anything. Go suck a dick. Om nom nom. Tasty.
Hey, what was up with your, like, horribly bizarre voicemail that you sent to us?
Oh, I was bored and drunk and, I don't know. Stuff just happened.
I was bored and drunk and, well, I don't know. An excellent answer. Okay.
So, I could explain what's happening.
All right, so, Fickle, we'll look at this at the same time. You got it?
All right, this is a frame-by-frame Jones.
All right, so we got, yeah. it's like a rather unattractive truck of a man.
Yeah.
Is staring off into the distance. Also with a red eyball, no less.
All right, dude, I thought President Obama was the only person that could do the whole looking into the future pose.
Well, should I explain it?
Oh, no, we're getting through it, so he's thinking, he's sucking his thumb. Aha, we have an idea. We got a pipe.
Nice.
Looks like we're smoking a giant reefer. Uh-oh, now he's thinking. Book of BDPE. Alright. Looks like he's semen. And now you're jerking off. Is that pretty much...
No, I sacrificed my soul to you, so... Because you needed a soul that was worthy, and I couldn't come up with anyone who was worthy in me because I won battle so many times and I've done so much.
Dude, it's not our fault that you're always online during shows, alright?
Well, whatever, I killed myself.
You're a winner out of convenience.
I killed myself for your sake. So that you could... I don't know.
That's... So we can eat donuts.
Sacrifice. Yeah.
All right, well, thank you, sir. Thank you for your impromptu your battle, even though it doesn't really make a whole lot of sense.
Oh.
It still looks like you're smoking weed and then jerking off.
Yeah.
That's enough of a sacrifice for us, sacrificing some good shit.
So thank you, sir.
And millions of potential lives.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. There we go. Well, that was strange.
Yeah, we'll take it. What the hell?
All right.
Anyone who smokes weed and beats off to the show, I'm good. I'm good for that.
All right, now it's time for feedback. All right, so we actually got a voicemail from Zolart that was a little scary this week. Let me see if I can play it.
Happy birthday, Blake.
Alright, so it starts off fairly innocent, right? But then he calls back.
Every day, I waste my life working and working and working. I feel as my soul is falling apart piece by piece. But what helps me goes on is you, Lord Blake von Awesome Sauce Buck. You make what's left of my soul shine like the brightest of stars. If you would die, so with millions of billions of people out of sadness. You are the key to our very existence. Thank you, Blake, for making my life and everyone else's life a little less painful every day. Thank you for being there, helping us live.
Like, what the fuck is this?
It is you. Who is God among men?
And then it just kind of, you hear how it's still, he's still recording and it's still playing, but it's just silence after this for about a minute.
You better show some of that love in your birthday present you're making.
Ass weed. All right. All right. So our next, that's all the voicemail we got. If you want to leave us a voicemail, it's 845 Battle 9. Just figure, or William, take this next thing.
All right. From Jab Jabs, we got Dear Blake Fuck, Willie Wanker, and Screw This, I Will Just Make Audio for This. So there's an MP3 attached.
Dear Blake Truck, Willie Wanker, and Lip Flapper. How dare you ask us for gifts from the fine-eared seekers of potted phonics?
What the fuck? Who talks like that?
I went to the trouble of making a goddamn fan site for your dick monkeys over there at dicktrucks.com.
Wait. We didn't know about this. Dicktrucks.com?
Wait a minute. Dick truck?
Dude, I'm looking it up. Uh-oh. I'm going to regret
there's
this.
There's no dicktrucks.com.
Oh, I think it's dicktruck.com.
Dick truck, okay.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Hello.
All right, well, I don't know what this is. Anyway, we'll keep this voicemail playing.
Form. It had pictures of hot bitches on their hogs. I even spelt Blake Buck correctly without going into Tourette's-filled rage. But no. You took too long to even acknowledge or do an episode. No way, you did episodes, but I wanted it for myself. Yes, dick truck for myself. What's the point of this rant? You fuck you and your huge flapping man titties. And keep up the shows.
Now, there's a second part.
Hang on. There, if you go to dicktruck.com, there's a link on the right that says BDPE Monglers. And he has photoshopped Blake Buck on with a cheeseburger wearing a Prince costume at a Renaissance festival, and there's like a clown on the roof. And dude, I don't know what the hell was going on in this, but it's awesome and I love it.
All right, so he sent us another email too, or another voicemail.
Hey there, Blake, Will, and the other one. I would just like to issue a little bit of an apology for that last message.
Who talks like this? What?
Finally,
the fuck?
Somebody remembers my name.
Dude, why am I the other one now? Fuck you, Jab Jabs.
The lesson
fuck you, buddy.
Here is basically don't send voice messages when you're highly sleep deprived and have been listening to quite a few episodes in one row. I think that's a lesson that everyone can take away from this. And heat do you go?
What is wrong with our listeners that they like get drunk and don't sleep and then decide that's the time they want to call us?
Well, they have to listen to like 10 of our episodes in a row first. Hell, I can't even listen to one.
Yeah, I'm fucking tired already. Dude, it's been a long morning for Blake. All right. What emails here? Just taking our next email.
Dude, I'll be glad to take this one. Ryan M writes in, subject: Blake Buck body is fat. End of email.
That was it.
Correspondence over. Yeah.
I love it. All right. What email? You want to take this last email?
All right. We also have an email from Wild Penis. I don't think we've gotten an email from Wild Penis before, have we, guys?
I don't think so.
All right. It says, this is Wild Penis from the forums. Oh, wait, no, I can't seem to register. Gee, I wonder why. You're sounds like a Viagra commercial, your username there. Dear Sir Blake Edwardian Buck, King Miller, Stomper of the Tapes, and Mr. Dick Rock. I must say it's great to have you guys creaming in my ears again. I just wanted to say I absolutely love the show and have been a fan since the IMG days. Blake's laugh has been giving me aneurysms for just about 4 years now, often resulting in very embarrassing public moments. I love it. I want to donate, but PayPal isn't working for me. Is there any other way for me to give you my gold? I use internet banking a lot, but would require certain details from you and can understand that you don't want to give those away on a podcast with billions of listeners.
Billions.
All right. Billions. Well, first of all...
This sounds like one of those like, you know, Iranian scam deals.
Yeah, I am Prince. Give me money. So yeah. I can come to America.
Yeah, I don't get. Okay, what is it? What he needs my internet banking details. Everybody uses PayPal. I'm not giving you my secret shit.
Also, if you, the cash for gold program is simply a front for the BDPE A war chest.
Dude, we do gold for podcasts.
You know what? I never have understood cash for gold. Like, how does that even work? Okay, you put your gold in the envelope and you send it in the mail to cash for gold. Now, if I work in the mail service and I see a cash for gold envelope, there's either cash or there's gold in there, baby. I'm gonna steal that shit. Like on the commercial, it says cash for gold on the envelope.
It should say gold or bees. Then it's a 50-50 shot.
Then you think twice. Well, listen, if you can't get your PayPal to work, we can work with you, but we're not giving you any of Blake's banking information. Sorry.
Somebody else was asking me about my home address that wanted to send a present. I'm like, you know, I love you guys, but did you hear that one where that dude just sent us an email after listening to like 30 episodes and talked in a weird British accent?
That guy's actually the Unabomber.
Yeah, I mean, come on, PayPal is an easy way. If you can't use PayPal, something wrong with you. Ain't nothing wrong with PayPal. Our link works, I'm pretty sure. I just fixed it the other day. Well, that about does it for this week of the Best Damn Podcast Ever. If you'd like to send us any feedback, it's feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com. Call our listener line at 845-BATTLE-9. You can sign up for Battle if you'd like to participate. Also, if you'd like to send us any donations, there's links on the website. And it's donate@bestdamnpodcastever.com, the PayPal address. We'd like to thank Peachy, Pseudo Sushi, and anybody else. I think we're still looking for our interim audio editor. So if you're interested, either get in touch with me or Peachy via our email or the forums. So from all of us here at the Best Damn Podcast Ever, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm William Miller.
And I'm Justin Fick.
And we'll see you next time.
What's going on? What's going on? What? Hey, don't understand what's going on here.